This podcast may contain content that is graphic and disturbing in nature. Listener discretion is advised.
A baby is born in the South American country of Peru. The boy grows up with his 8 siblings, but unaware that his family is keeping a deep, dark secret. The real truth about his birth. That his older sister is really his mother, that she gave birth to him when she was only 5 years old. This is Apple for the Teacher. I'm your host, Anna Thomas. Today's episode is called Virgin Mary. The girl gave birth at age 5. How is this even possible? It was back in 1939, some 80 years ago, that a baby girl was born in a poor Peruvian village in the Andes Mountains, South America. Her parents named her Lina. She was one of 9 children. The family lived very humbly in an area where illiteracy was more than 90%. The village was made up of very humble huts made from cane and adobe. A wild grass which grows in the area was used for the roofs, which were then covered with mud. The residents survived by cultivating the land and raising livestock. Lina's father, Tiburcio, was often away from home, trying to earn money from any type of work he could find. It was on one particular day when Lina hadn't quite had her second birthday yet, when she was playing outside with her older sisters. One of her sisters suddenly ran to her mother, saying that she had seen blood on Lina. Her mother, Victoria, examined Lina but couldn't find any wounds that could have caused the bleeding. She just washed her down and instructed the kids to be careful when playing in the bushes so that they don't cut themselves on tree branches. But it was noted that Lina had more of this strange bleeding, although there were long stretches of time when there was no bleeding at all. After a while, her mother concluded that the bleeding seemed to be related to the coming of the moon. It was believed that the moon caused this strange bleeding. Victoria soon learned to keep Lina confined to their house during the days of the bleeding. But she also noticed changes in Lina's body. Her nipples seemed to be growing larger, and she could also see very thin pubic hair growing. Their village had a river nearby where the children would go swimming. One day, some of the older children noticed the strangeness of Lina's body. Her body seemed to be changing and unlike the other children of her age. Victoria tried giving her daughter various herbs to help stop the bleeding, but nothing seemed to help. So she just managed the bleeding whenever it came, in the hope that one day the disease may leave her body. And this is exactly what seemed to happen. Her mother noticed that a long stretch of time had passed since her last bleeding, and she was very happy that her daughter had finally been cured. However, slowly over time, Victoria noticed a change in her daughter's temperament. She became very quiet and unwilling to play with her siblings and friends, as she usually had. She preferred to just stay at home. She seemed to lack energy and sat at home very quiet and withdrawn. As time progressed, it was noticed that Lina's stomach seemed to be changing. She appeared to be swollen and her belly continued to grow in size. Victoria got very concerned. First, she had the strange bleeding, and now there was something wrong with her stomach. When the swelling didn't appear to be going down, they consulted the village healers who examined her. They tried various remedies, but over time nothing seemed to work. In line with their ancient Inca culture, the healers concluded that Lina was possessed by an evil snake that was living inside her, and it was believed that this snake would eventually cause her death. So they began various rituals to rid the snake from her body, including exorcism. However, nothing was able to remove the swelling, and the healers concluded that Lena had a tumour growing inside her body. Her parents then decided to take her to the nearby town of Pisco to seek medical attention. Lena's father decided that he would walk with Lena to Pisco, as they had no other means of transport. He had travelled this path many times, but he knew it would be a much longer journey having to take his young daughter. To begin with, Lena was able to walk, but soon her father needed to carry her. However, their progress became hindered when it started to rain heavily, but they proceeded on slowly. At one point in their journey, they needed to cross a river, and the only way to do so was by a cable. A pulley hung from the cable with a kind of a hammock attached, and this was the way that people were able to cross the river. So father and daughter were able to make it to the other side. On their journey, they were able to seek shelter and food from people that her father knew, including his own brother. They spent the night at his place, and before setting off the next day, Tiburcio asked his brother for a mule so that he could carry his daughter, but for whatever reason, he declined. So off they went, continuing to walk the rest of the way. But along the way, Lena complained that her stomach started hurting. She said there was a pain that would come and go. They stopped and rested each time she felt this pain. But finally, they reached the town of Pisco. And just for perspective, if you go to Google Maps, it would be a 3-hour drive to get to this town from their village. It wasn't mentioned how long it took for them to get there by foot, but I'm guessing it must have been a few days at least. Lena was examined by a doctor named Gerardo Lasada. He placed a stethoscope on her abdomen and was very surprised to hear a faint second heartbeat. After an X-ray was performed, Dr. Lasada concluded, in utter astonishment, that 5-year-old Lena was 7 months pregnant. So finally, her family had an explanation for what they had witnessed with Lena. The changes in her body, the bleeding, the stomach growth, it now all made sense. The doctor then decided that Lena required more specialized medical attention, and she was transferred to Peru's capital city, Lima. There, it was confirmed that Lena was indeed pregnant. Although the doctors confirmed she was pregnant, they were dubious about her age. They didn't believe that she could only be 5 years old, as her father claimed. However, he had taken documents with him which confirmed her age, and a dental examination also showed that her teeth corresponded to what was normal for her age. The doctors who examined Lena summed up her situation as follows, quote, "We are facing two monstrosities, a biological one, the possibility of pregnancy at 4.5 years, and another social, the fact that this unhappy creature has stumbled upon a man capable of impregnating her." The hospital then proceeded to contact the police, and her father was subsequently arrested on suspicion of rape, which he strenuously denied. Lena was questioned about who the father was, but she didn't give any information as to the identity of the person. Due to a lack of evidence, her father was eventually released from custody. Her brothers also came under suspicion, particularly one who had suffered from intellectual disabilities, but again, there was no evidence. Lena was looked after in the hospital until it was time to deliver her baby, but due to her age, she couldn't have a normal delivery, and a C-section was performed instead. This procedure had never been performed on a girl so young, but despite the risks, Lena managed to deliver a baby boy, who was named Gerardo after the doctor who had delivered her baby. There had been much trepidation about what the baby's condition would be like, so it came as a surprise to the doctors when it was concluded that he was totally healthy and of a normal weight and length. He measured 48 centimetres long, while Lena herself only measured 110 centimetres tall. Lena became recognised as the youngest mother in medical history at the age of 5 years, 7 months and 21 days. It was recorded in the Guinness Book of World Records in the 1960s, and this record has been held to the present day. So that means she had conceived her son at the age of 4 years and 8 months. One can only imagine the public reaction when the story was released by the media. And of course, it's no surprise that many compared Lena to the Virgin Mary. And also in accordance with the stories from the ancient Incas, some also believed that Lena had given birth to the son of the sun god. Although the general public was bewildered that a 5-year-old could get pregnant, the idea wasn't entirely unthinkable to doctors at the time. It was concluded that Lena had a rare genetic condition called precocious puberty, which causes a child's body to change into that of an adult too soon, typically at around 8 years of age. Boys can also have this condition, but it's more prevalent in girls. Lena's breasts had developed, she had wider than normal hips, and advanced bone growth. She also had the ovaries of a fully mature woman. Studies have concluded that precocious puberty affects roughly 1 in 10,000 children. It may be caused by tumours or growths on the ovaries, adrenal glands, pituitary gland, or brain. Other causes may include central nervous system problems, family history of the disease, or certain rare genetic syndromes. However, modern medicine has pointed to another theory that could explain the onset of early puberty. There is a belief among some medical specialists that girls who have been sexually abused may start puberty earlier than their peers. Studies seem to indicate that puberty can start a year earlier than normal for abuse victims, although this doesn't explain Lena's pregnancy because she was so young. It is believed that the abuse causes an increase in stress hormones, which brings on the early puberty. Here is a doctor describing this phenomenon. Quote, "The body is timed so that physical and developmental changes occur in tandem, assuring that as a child physically changes, they have adequate psychological growth to cope with mature contexts. High-stress situations, such as childhood sexual abuse, can lead to increased stress hormones that jumpstart puberty ahead of its standard biological timeline." After the baby was born, the news quickly spread about this miracle birth, and the family received attention from all over the world. The family were offered money for an interview and to film Lena and the baby. There was also an offer to fly the family to the US, all expenses paid, to have Lena and her baby exhibited at the New York World Fair, but the family declined the offer. However, another offer had them more interested. An American businessman offered the family $5,000 to have Lena investigated by scientists. They also offered to guarantee the family's economic well-being for life. However, the Peruvian government stepped in, expressing their fear that Lena and her son were in what they called moral danger. As a result, they took over guardianship of Lena and the baby in order to protect them from the interests of businessmen who sought to exploit them. Lena was also promised a life pension. She was placed in the care of the government and not allowed to return home to her family. However, her parents fought in the courts to recover their parental rights, having to go as far as the Supreme Court, but their efforts ultimately succeeded, and Lena and her son were returned to live with her family. But life of the family after that never returned back to normal. They were frequently approached to tell their story, but continued to decline offers of money. Due to their desire for privacy, it was alleged that the family had hoaxed the whole story. However, the medical specialists who treated her vouched that the birth was real. They cited x-rays of her abdomen, which clearly showed a developing fetus, and produced blood tests, which also confirmed the pregnancy. There are also photos of Lena when she was pregnant and also after the birth of her son. She can be seen laying in the hospital bed with a nurse holding the baby. However, rumours persisted about these photos that they had been faked. There had also been reports from the hospital which stated that Lena had refused to hold the baby after he was born, saying, "Take that thing away, I want my doll." When Lena's son was around 2 years of age, a child specialist from Columbia University in the US was given permission to visit the family. He reported that Lena was above normal intelligence and that her son was perfectly normal. However, he also noted that Lena saw the child as a baby brother, as did the rest of the family. Lena preferred to play with dolls rather than with her son, and it seemed that the family perpetuated the lie that Lena was his older sister. It is believed that he discovered the truth when he was about 10 years old, after being mocked by kids at his school. They teased him about his so-called sister, telling him that she was actually his mother. He was very angered by their words, but of course only thought that they had made up the story to hurt him. But when it was finally confirmed to him, one can only imagine what went through his 10-year-old mind. Could he even comprehend it? Despite the government's promise to support Lena with a pension, she never received any money. But she was very fortunate to receive support from Dr. Lasada, who had delivered her son. He took her and the baby away from the poverty of her village, allowing them to live with him and giving them both an education. Later, he also paid for Lena to go to secretarial school. He then gave her a job at his clinic. Life was going well for Lena and her son until their guardian angel, Dr. Lasada, died. She stayed on working in the clinic until eventually the clinic was forced to close. She was then forced to become a lowly paid factory worker until her fortunes were lifted when she met a man and they were married when she was about 33 years old. They wanted to have a child together but knew it would be risky for Lena to try and have another baby. But they decided to take the risk, and then at the age of 38, she gave birth to her second son by cesarean again, who was totally healthy. At that time, her first son had still been living with her, but he died about 7 years later at the age of 40 from a rare bone disease. It could be assumed that the circumstances of his arrival into the world was the cause of his early death. Little is known about her second son, only that he eventually left the family to live in Mexico. It was then in the year 1995, when Lena was around 60 years of age, that her life was to take a turn for the worse. The government was building a new highway, and the modest house she and her husband shared had to be demolished to make way for this new road, and they were never compensated for this loss. It was then in 2002, when she was about 68 years of age, that a Peruvian gynecologist wrote a book about Lena, and the book was called Mother at 5 Years Old. And here is part of what he said in an interview. He was asked how he managed to find information about Lena. Quote, "I went to the National Library to find out. I read newspapers of the time, and I then cross-referenced information. I travelled 3 times to the scene of the events and found eyewitnesses. In addition, 2 of Lena's sisters gave me invaluable information." When asked if he had been able to talk to Lena herself, he replied, "I located her in Lima, and she told me that if I wanted to investigate, I should do it, but that she was not going to give me any information and that she did not want to know anything about the subject. But he managed to speak with people from her village, and they continued with their belief that she gave birth to the son of the sun god. However, he also discovered that some had another explanation, as he states here, quote, "Others consider that the girl sat on the bed where her parents had cohabitated the night before, and that this is why she left pregnant. So they seem to be saying that her parents had sex, and that when she was on the bed, semen had managed to enter her body." And this is how he summed up what happened to Lena. "I discovered the indifference of the state towards Peruvians. They don't calculate the damage they can do. An incredible injustice was committed with Lena. Her story is very peculiar. She is practically a heroine. The Peruvian state owes her a great debt. It practically abandoned her to her fate after she promised her everything. Now she doesn't want to know anything and doesn't want anyone to get close to her, and rightly so, after everything that she's been through. The government condemned them to live in poverty. In any other country, they would be the subjects of special care. We still have time to repair the damage to her. That's my fundamental objective." The doctor then dedicated himself to convincing the government to finally do the right thing and provide her with a pension for the rest of her life. But here is what her husband had to say about this. Quote, "She got no help in 1939 when her son was born. She thinks governments never deliver. Maybe today there will be another promise that will never come true. We just want to get on with our lives. That's it." However, he added that if the government were genuine, they should compensate them for their house, which had been bulldozed. Quote, "If the government really wants to help, they should give us the value of our property." He also said that the constant persecution by journalists over the years had turned Lena into an introvert. Now, in regards to this pension, I've read conflicting accounts about whether it was granted. Some sources say that she never received any financial support, while others say that the doctor did manage to persuade the government to provide her with a pension. And to add to the curiosity, I also read that she was offered a pension in 2002, but that she turned it down. So I guess we'll never really know what the truth is. It would then be 7 years later, in 2009, that Lena's husband died, and very little is known about Lena after that, although some reports say that Lena is still alive today, so that would make her about 89 years old. There is a photo claiming to be Lena as an elderly woman, and I've seen this photo online. With cases such as this one, the authenticity of such a photo must come under question, but take a look for yourself and decide whether you think that it's her. Her full name is Lena Medina, LinaMedina. I really don't think the photo is Lena, because I think the face structure just looks too different to me. But have a look for yourself and see what you think. So the ultimate question is, was this story actually true? It's hard to definitely verify something like this that's happened so long ago. The photos that you can find online are of Lena and her young son, but they could easily just be any young girl with her baby brother. But what makes it look authentic is that I found the doctor's report on the birth in a medical journal from 1939. This journal had some 1,800 pages with a small section about Lena. In fact, there were three separate reports in that journal about Lena. It was a French medical journal, but I was able to translate sections of it, and indeed, it discussed Lena's pregnancy. So this story does appear to be true. The fact that her family retreated back to their village could mean that her father had raped her, or perhaps someone else in the family or a friend, which they wanted to keep hushed up. They could have easily capitalized on their notoriety and made money, but they chose not to. Was this because they really were decent people, or was it a cover-up? And what was curious to me was how her mother reacted to what was happening to Lena. She had 9 children herself. She knew all about menstruation and body changes during pregnancy, yet she didn't even contemplate that this was happening to her 5-year-old daughter. I mean, of course she didn't, because children that age don't get pregnant. But I'm sure that if Lena had been a teenager, then she would have recognized that she had been pregnant. But the fact that she was so young, the thought of it just could not cross her mind. Throughout her life, Lena was offered money to reveal her baby's father, but she never did. And the other peculiar aspect of this story is that Lena gave birth on the very day that is celebrated each year as Mother's Day in Peru. Isn't that just a very haunting thought? And while I had been researching this story, I read some information about Peru. It apparently leads the world in corruption, low reading comprehension, and tuberculosis. And out of all of the South American countries, it ranks as the 2nd highest in sexual violence. So this makes me wonder about the other girls in her family. Had they also been molested but had managed not to fall pregnant? Or were these babies aborted? In my opinion, I don't think her father raped her because of how he was determined to get her medical attention. If he was the perpetrator, wouldn't he want to hush the pregnancy and hide her away? So I really think it was someone else in the village. And everything you read about this story, it's stated that Lena never revealed the identity of the baby's father. To my mind, she didn't understand what they were even asking her. She was too young to understand what had happened to her. She had become pregnant at age 4, which means the process of early puberty would have started sometime before that. And if it's true that sexual abuse brings on puberty, then who knows how young she had been raped. Isn't it also so remarkable that her baby was healthy? But how was it even possible that he was 48 centimetres long and she was only 110 centimetres tall? I think that this just shows that evolution has wired human beings to become very successful procreators for the survival of the species, to the point where a girl so young can even give birth. Although, of course, we see this as totally abhorrent from our modern viewpoint. So, of course, when I read that the doctor had written a book about Lena, I searched high and low for it, but I knew it would be difficult to find as it would have been in Spanish. However, by some miracle, I discovered that Amazon had a Kindle version of the book in Spanish. However, it wasn't available for purchase. But there was a preview of the book, and I was able to translate it into English. But of course, it was only a small portion of the book, and it ended just before Lena and her father reached the town where they got help for her. If only I had been able to access the whole book, I would have been able to tell a much more detailed account of Lena's life. So Lena's story about being the youngest mother in history got me thinking about other records when it comes to motherhood. And I found that a Russian woman holds the record for giving birth to the most children. She had 69 children. There were 16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets. This occurred back in the 1700s. Now, we know that when a baby is born, that its weight is much discussed. So what is your guess for the heaviest baby ever born? That record goes to a Canadian woman who gave birth to a baby weighing 22 pounds or 10 kilograms. So you may wonder, how is this even possible? Well, her height answers that question. She was 7 feet 11 inches tall, or 240 centimetres, and her husband was around the same height, so no wonder the baby was so big. The baby also received the record for being the longest baby ever at 71 centimetres or 28 inches. Apparently her parents were of average height, but this story had a very sad ending as the baby only lived for 11 hours. So if Lena was the youngest mother, who was the oldest? Well, that record goes to a Spanish woman who was 67 when she gave birth to twins via caesarean. As you can probably guess, this pregnancy was achieved through IVF. The doctors in her home country of Spain refused to offer her IVF treatment, so instead she went to the US, but lied and said she was only 55 years old. They gave her the treatment and her twins were then born. But what a sad, sad story for this little girl. It's just inconceivable what happened to her. If you want to find out more information about her, you can find many photos online, and in one photo you can see her standing sideways naked and she is very heavily pregnant, and you can also see her breasts. There are other photos of her as an adult. There's photos of her and her son and her husband. So those photos are all there for you to look for if you want to find out more information about her. So her name is Lena Medina, L-I-N-A-M-E-D-I-N-A. And to end this episode, I thought I would leave you with this quote. It provides some food for thought in the case of young Lena. Being a mother is not about what you gave up to have a child, but what you've gained from having one. Bye for now, and remember to be a good apple.